I'd like to greet you this evening in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have a somewhat of an untraditional service for our Wednesday evening and have some guests with us tonight. I won't spend much time, but simply to say and ask that that you welcome with your thoughts and prayers the Book of Mormon Foundation summer interns. They are here tonight to share their testimonies with us, and the service will be theirs this evening. So let's continue to remember them in our prayers, and I'll turn the service over to them.
Good evening. My name is Lynn Baumgard, and this is my wife. She goes by Sugar. That's her nickname. And she basically is the coordinator of the program, and I assist her. So we're honored to be here amongst the saints once again. We have an opportunity to go to all the congregations that our interns belong to, so it's kind of nice to go to some places that she and I have not been before. I'd like to express the appreciation of the Book of Mormon Foundation Board as they send their greetings to allow our interns come and share in their testimonies and their experiences that the Lord has provided them these last busy 4 weeks. We have had an exciting time. It's been very busy. It almost seems nonstop, and 6 weeks go so quickly, as they're now beginning to understand. I'd like to read to you as in the way of an invitation to worship. It's taken from Alma, the third chapter, verses 57 and 58. Behold, he sendeth an invitation unto all men, for the arms of mercy are extended towards them, and he saith, Repent, and I will receive you. Yea, he saith, Come unto me, and ye shall partake of the fruit of the tree of life. Yea, ye shall eat and drink of the bread and the waters of life freely. Would you bow your heads with me, please? Our God and eternal Heavenly Father, it is indeed a privilege again, Father, to come into thy house of prayer and worship as we come this evening to share the blessings of life that thou hast bestowed on us. We thank you for these young people, Lord, and for bringing them to us, and that we might have this experience together to imprint on our lives and to give us direction and hope. We pray that you will be with them this evening as they portray those things they've prepared and the testimonies which they will share. And these things we most humbly ask in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Good evening. I'm Mandy McElwain, and I'm one of the staff members this year, along with Sam Jordison, and I attend Colburn Road Restoration Branch, and I'm from Green Valley, Missouri. So just to share with you guys a little bit what the Book of Mormon internship is, it's a program for 6 weeks that's designed for 19 to 24-year-olds that have an interest in the Book of Mormon. So to be a part of the internship, you have to go through an application process, and then after you apply, you get selected for an interview, and then after your interview, you're a part of the internship. And so during the internship, we have a lot of opportunities to grow closer to the Lord. And part of that is we travel during the internship. So on the odd years, like this year, we get to travel to Belize and do service projects down there. And then we also put on a Book of Mormon Day for kids down there. And then on the even years, they travel to Palmyra and they witness to the protesters against the Book of Mormon. And they also get an opportunity to visit the church sites down there. In addition to that, too, we also spend a lot of time in prayer, so every day we're praying, and we also do a lot of fasting, and we have classes every day, too, during the week related to the Book of Mormon, so it might be over archaeology, prayer, and topics like that. Also, we have a lot of opportunities just to witness, too. So at this time, though, we would like to welcome any past interns to come up and sing with us.
give us strength, help us grow. In this world where every wrong, ancient words will guide us home. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts, oh let the ancient words impart. Holy words of our faith, handed down to this age, came to us through sacrifice, oh heed the faithful words of Christ. Holy words long preserved, for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart, oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts, oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts, oh, let the ancient words impart.
Hi, I'm Jared Ellis. I attend Saint Haven Restoration Branch over in Sibley, right down the road, and I live in Lee Summit, Missouri. I have a testimony about how I came into the internship and how God wanted me to do it. So it starts off with a little prayer that I said in the morning on my way to work. I was really worried that I wouldn't be able to find a camp to go to this summer because I really love camps and I love the people that are at them. And so I'm looking around at all the camps, and RCI requires that you have to be at least 20 years of age to be a CIT, and that really stunk because I'm only 19 now, and there's not a whole lot of camps that would waive that. I mean, some people, they've had done it before, but this time I'm like, God, if you want me to do any camps this summer, please let me know in some way and somehow. And so as the day went on, I was just really confused on what I should do. And all of a sudden, I look at my phone for a little bit. I'm on Snapchat. I'm sure some of you have heard of that. I'm running through all the like little stories that are on the sides. And I see this one that's from Ellie. And it shows that she's applying for the Book of Mormon internship. I'm like, I think I want to do that this year. And it just popped in my mind, yeah, I think I really want to do that this year. And so as I'm trying to figure out when the due dates are, I realize that I'm at the very last weekend to turn everything in. So I'm like, Lord, if this is what you really want me to do, then I'll turn in my application. I was able to contact Josh Patterson and Tyler Ramirez for personal references really quickly, and they were more than glad to help, and I'm really thankful for that. And it just shows that if God really wants you to do something, he will provide you with a way of knowing what he wants you to do. And you just got to listen to that and just look to him for advice whenever you can. And that's my testimony.
Hi, my name's Ellie Williams. I'm pretty sure most of you know me because this is where I attend. So, my testimony of applying for the internship this year, it was something that I really wanted to do. And I started going through all the paperwork and things. And I came home from K-State one weekend to print out all the paperwork and go through them and fill some things out. And at the end of the application, it wanted you to type up two testimonies that you had. And one of them was your personal testimony of Jesus Christ, and the other testimony was of a time that you had witnessed to someone. And I read both of those, and nothing came to mind, and they both really stumped me, and I didn't know what on earth I was going to write about or what testimonies I had of both of those things. And so I thought about it for a while, and eventually a couple things came to mind, but I wasn't sure if I should write about them or if there was something else that I should write about. And one of the testimonies was partly mine, but it was mostly my family's testimony, and I couldn't for the life of me remember how it started or if I had all the facts right or how it happened right. And so I was wondering if I should even try to share that one, if I even remembered it well enough. And so I was praying about those things, and I stayed up talking with my mom one night, and I told her those concerns, and I told her like how much I wanted to do this internship, but I did not know what testimonies to write about, and I didn't even know if I had a personal testimony of Jesus Christ to write about. And so she said she would pray for me, and then we both went to bed. And the next morning, we got up and we came here to church, and I went into the adult Sunday school class, and I was sitting there, and my dad was the teacher for that day, and I hadn't said anything to him about the internship or the testimonies that I needed to share or anything, and he knew nothing about it. And I just remember something that he said in the class just sparked something in my memory, and I was able to remember a testimony that I hadn't even thought about, and it was like the perfect one to write about. And so I was like, okay, like, I have one testimony, and so I just need one more to write about. And it was the one that it was my family testimony, and I couldn't remember it. And so it came time for the 11 o'clock service, and we came in here, and for some reason it was my dad speaking that day too. I don't know why, it was both class and speaking, but that's how it worked out. And I was listening to the sermon, and dad started in sharing different testimonies and things, and then he started sharing the exact testimony that I was wondering about. And I don't remember how long it had been since I'd heard that testimony, but it was the exact one that I was wondering about. And he told the whole entire testimony. And so I was able to remember every little bit of it, and I was able to add my personal testimony onto the end of that. And so that's what I typed up for my application, and I turned both of those in. And I feel very blessed, and I know that God definitely answers prayers of not only me, but also my mother. And I can't look at her, I'm going to cry. But I'm just very thankful, and I know that God answers prayers, and no matter big or small. And I know that this is the place that he wants me to be in this summer, and whatever my work is for him, that's what I'm here to do.
My name is Brianna Capo, and I live in North Carolina. We don't really have a branch there, but we do meet at different houses each Sunday. But before applying for the internship, I didn't really have a desire to read the Book of Mormon, and I didn't have any desire. And when I was in classes or some Mammoth Camp or some sort of thing like that, I would be reading the Book of Mormon or the Bible. I wouldn't have any understanding of what I just read. And I'd be really confused. I would never remember, like, oh, this is where that is, or this is what it said. And so I was really struggling with that. And I applied for the internship, and I got accepted, and because I was interested in the Book of Mormon, and I wanted to learn more about it, but I didn't know where to start. And they messaged us once we were accepted, and they're like, you need to read the Book of Mormon. and it needs to be finished before the internship starts, and that was only a few months away. I was like, yay, I have to read the Book of Mormon in a few months, and I don't even know where to start, and I don't even know how to read it or where to start, or like, yeah. So I was really struggling with that, and I asked God if he could help me comprehend the words that I was reading and to keep them in my mind so I won't forget them. And I was reading it, and the first couple of books, like 1st and 2nd Nephi, definitely was the hardest for me because I wasn't really praying that much as I should, and I would, before the internship, I would never pray, and that's something that my parents didn't really enforce on me or anything like that. We didn't really pray before meals, and so I didn't really pray, but once I hit the 1st and 2nd Nephi, I was like, I should probably ask God to help me and to help get through this and help me learn, because I know during the internship they're going to be testing us, and that when we're witnessing, that people are going to be asking questions or some sort. And so I started reading, and I prayed a lot, and I was like, Lord, please help me to not remember, because I already have memory problems. And when I hit, so after 2nd Nephi, in the middle of it, I was reading, and then I understood everything. I was like, oh my gosh, this never happened before. I actually understand what they're saying. And I kept on going on and on. And then I hit Alma. I was like, oh my gosh, this is really interesting. I don't understand why nobody told me this. And I kept on going on. And I finished the Book of Mormon earlier than I thought I would, because I thought it was interesting. And I actually understood. And when we hit the internship and we started the classes, they would reference something back to the Book of Mormon. I'd be like, I know where that is. I know where to look. And so that was definitely a big testimony for me, and now that I pray like hundreds of times each day, because we pray before meals now, and we're thanking God all the time, and it's definitely been a huge blessing, and it's changed my life completely.
Hello, my name is Brandon Grosseth. I'm from North Platte, Nebraska, and I attend the North Platte Restoration Branch. My testimony is about answered prayers. So during the Book of Mormon internship, we have a lot of classes on prayer, and we do a lot of praying. And I had kind of been wondering if God listened to my prayers. And so we were down in Belize, and we were on our way to Lamanai, and it's about an hour boat trip. And our guide was kind of telling us, you know, different animals we might see along the way. And so I was like, oh, that'd be kind of cool, because I love animals, and they could tell you anytime there was an animal, I was trying to catch it. So I was really interested in just seeing these animals. So we were riding down the river, and I just said a little prayer. I asked, Dear Lord, if just let us see either a crocodile or a manatee. Just as simple as that. And we came around a bend, and our guide slowed way down, and he said, I think I just saw a manatee. So that, right there, I answered my prayers. And where he saw it was on a side channel about 30 yards off from where we were, and we're going down the river like 30 miles an hour. So for him to be able to see it was a true blessing there. So he turned around, and we were able to watch it just swim around the boat for a little while. And as we continued up the river, we got to Lamanai, and I had told him, I was like, that's pretty amazing you could see a manatee when we're driving that fast down the river. And he said he gets just as excited as tourists do, because it's really rare to see manatees, and you know, it doesn't happen very often. So for me, that was another confirmation that God had listened to me and heard my prayers and answered my prayers.
Hello, my name is Caitlin Dillon, and I'm from Odessa and attend the Odessa Restoration Branch. And my testimony today is just about how God is looking out for us every day and gives us even the smallest of blessings. One day when we were in Belize, I was the last one in our hotel room, and as I was walking out the door, I had left my keys inside, but I went and I grabbed the door handle, and it didn't move, and I thought that was really odd considering I could see that the door wasn't locked, and so I sat there and thought for a second, and that's when it popped in my head, oh, I was about to leave my keys in my room. And I immediately thought, I bet you that was God right there. So I turned around, and I grabbed my keys, and I said a quick little thank you prayer. And just as I went to go grab the door handle a second time, it turned, just as if it hadn't been practically locked the second before. And I just kind of stood there in shock for a moment, just thinking, wow, I just witnessed a really cool testimony. And I know that that's a really small blessing, and no, it wouldn't have been the end of the world if I had locked my keys in my room, but it means a lot to me that God looks out for us even in the smallest of ways, and every blessing counts.
Let us pray for one another, for the day is fading fast, and the night is growing darker, while the scourge goes flaming past. We can see it in the darkness, closing round the narrow way, and the snares are growing thicker. For each other, let us pray. We are walking down time's vista. We are very near the end. Let us pray that God the Father will his guiding spirit send. Now the foe becomes more daring, knowing well the latter day. 'Tis the strength of his despairing. For each other let us pray. Pray in faith and pray unceasing to the God we love and trust. For our prayers are much availing if we walk upright and just. Be not weary of exhorting, heed the lesson of each day, and that we may do it unwavering. For each other let us pray. It is waning on toward midnight, soon we'll hear the watchman say, see the Son of God is coming, go and meet him on the way. That our lamps may then be burning, bright enough to guide our way, and that we may share his glory. For each other let us pray.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Jamie Lang, and I'm from Seattle, Washington, and I attend the Puyallup branch. I have to share a story about the testimony that the Lord has led me to be here today. I was blessed back in the fall to go to Hawaii, and there I met a couple of previous interns, and they really encouraged me to grow in faith, and they're very encouraging as well because there are not many saints in Hawaii, but because of their experience with the internship, their faith was expedient, and they shared of the goodness and the testimonies, and especially our dear Sugar and Lynn and how much they are a blessing. And the Lord also during that time placed on my heart that I was to leave the summer open. And so I took these things into consideration and I took them into prayer. And the Lord guided me to apply for the internship. And I was blessed with incredible references to allow me to embark upon this journey. And I am very fortunate, as we all are. A confirming testimony of me being here happened a couple weeks ago when we were in Belize. And we were waiting in a hot room in our church, and the fans were blowing, and the Lord placed upon my heart that I was to pray. And as I prayed, the people started walking in, and the Spirit of the Lord anointed me and let me know that these are his sheep and his souls and his sons and daughters, and we're to feed them, and that he sent them there specifically for us. And they were such an immense blessing to each of us. And I was blessed to be a preschool teacher, and their faith of the three and four-year-olds were so expedient, as they're all called to have childlike faith. So I encourage any of you that desire to seek after God's will, that you humbly alleviate your own will and let thy will be done.
Hi, my name is Jared Rollett, and I'm from Norfolk, Nebraska, and I attend the Norfolk Restoration Branch up there. My testimony starts after we got back from Belize just this last weekend. We actually went up to Norfolk, and then we had a service there just kind of like this one, and then we moved on down to North Platte that same day and put one on there. And on our way back, the van was kind of acting weird, and the AC, it's an old SWAT van, so the AC is prehistoric. And so it was very hot in the van, and it kept going out and then coming back on, going out and coming back on. And as we got closer to Kansas City, the lights started going dim and then coming back bright. And that was really kind of a problem because we need lights. And so we all kind of said a prayer in our head that we would be able to make it back to Sugar and Lynn's house where we'd all originally met. And as we got there, we shut the van off, and it was basically dead. It wouldn't want to start. And so we had to leave it there, and the next day, Sugar texted Brandon and I and asked if we knew how to do any mechanical work, and we kind of determined that it was more than likely the alternator went out, which keeps a charge in your battery as you're driving. And so Brandon and I went over to check it out, and so we ended up taking the alternator out. After a couple shocks, we got it, and then we realized maybe we should unhook the battery too. And so we unhooked the battery, and we went and got the replacement alternator, and we put it back in. And the Lord had blessed us that whole way because, well, both of us are kind of mechanically inclined, and he's changed an alternator before, but I haven't. So we were bouncing ideas off each other, and we both got it accomplished. And so we were getting ready to start it back up, and I was like, Brandon, let me get a video of this. This is good. We're going to feel so good after we get this thing going. And he goes to turn the key, and it just goes click, 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 click. And it didn't start. And so we were kind of discouraged. And so we were bouncing some more ideas off each other. And we kind of determined, well, the battery, since it hasn't been keeping a charge from the alternator, is probably a little dead. So it needs to be charged. So we took it to the auto store, and they charged it for us. And we had something going on that night, so we came back later to finish our job. And as we came back, I said a prayer in my head. I was like, Lord, help us be the battery, because if it's not, I'm afraid that we just wasted some money maybe on an alternator. And it wasn't my money that we spent on it, and so I'd feel very bad. And so I said a prayer that God would allow the van to start running. And I told Brandon, I was like, let's get a video this time, because I know this time it's going to start right up. And sure enough, through faith and our prayers, God answered our prayers. And it started right up, and it was pretty strong. It sounded good. And so we drove it up around to the other side of the house, and it was just so nice to see that after all that hard work we put in, that I realized it was only by God that it started back up.
Santo, 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 me corazón te adoro, me corazón te sabe decir, Santo eres, Señor. Holy, 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 my heart adores you, my heart knows how to say to you, holy are you, Lord.
We have a short program for you now, and we hope that it ministers to you in some way.
The building up of Zion is a cause that is interest to people of God in every age. It is a theme upon which prophets, priests, and kings have dwelt with peculiar delight. They have looked forward with joyful anticipations into the day which we have lived, and fired with the heavenly and joyful and fired with the heavenly and joyful anticipations that they have sung, wrote, and prophesied of this our day, but they have died without the sight. We are the favored people that God has made choice of to bring about the latter-day glory. It is left for us to see, participate in, and to help roll forward the latter-day glory.
And blessed are the Gentiles for their belief in me and of the Holy Ghost, which witness unto them of me and the Father. Behold, because of their belief in me, saith the Father, and because of the unbelief of you, O house of Israel, in the latter day shall the truth come unto the Gentiles, and the fullness of these things shall be made known unto them.
But the book shall be delivered unto a man, and he shall deliver the words of the book, which are the words of those who have slumbered in the dust, and he shall deliver them unto another. But the words which are sealed he shall not deliver, neither shall he deliver the book. For the book shall be sealed by the power of God, and the revelation which was sealed shall be kept in the book until the own due time of the Lord. That they may come forth, for behold, they reveal all things from the foundation of the world unto the end thereof. And the day cometh that the words of the book, which were sealed, shall be read upon the housetops, and they shall be read by the power of Christ.
Wherefore is an abridgment of the record of the people of Nephi, and also the Lamanites, written to the Lamanites, and also to Jew and Gentile, written by way of commandment, and also by spirit of prophecy and of revelation.
The Spirit of God, like a fire, is burning. The latter-day glory begins to come forth. The visions and blessings of old are returning. The angels are coming to visit the earth. We'll call in our solemn assemblies in spirit to spread forth the kingdom of heaven abroad, that we, through our faith, may begin to inherit the visions and blessings and glories of God. How blessed be the day when the Lamb and the Lion shall lie down together without any ire, and Ephraim be crowned with his blessings in Zion, as Jesus descends with his chariots of fire.
Go ye and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have taught to you. And lo, I am with you always, unto the ends of the world.
And it came to pass that there were many that did believe on their words. And as many as did believe were baptized, and they became a righteous people, and did establish a church among them. And thus the work of the Lord did commence among the Lamanites. Thus the Lord did pour out his Spirit upon them. And we see that his arm is extended to all people who will repent and believe on his name.
And blessed are they who shall seek to bring forth my Zion at that day, for they shall have the gift and the power of the Holy Ghost. And whoso shall publish peace, yea, tidings of great joy, how beautiful upon the mountain shall they be. And it came to pass that I beheld the remnant of the seed of my brethren, and also the book of the Lamb of God, which had proceeded forth from the mouth of the Jew, which came forth from the Gentiles unto the remnant of the seed of my brethren.
I beheld other books, which came forth by the power of the Lamb, from the Gentiles unto them, unto the convincing of the Gentiles, and the remnant of the seed of my brethren, and also the Jews who were scattered upon all the face of the earth, that the records of the prophets and of the 12 apostles of the Lamb are true, And the angel spake unto me, saying, These last records, which thou hast seen among the Gentiles, shall establish the truth of the first, which are of the 12 apostles of the Lamb, and shall make known the plain and precious things which have been taken away from them, and shall make known to all kindreds, tongues, and people that the Lamb of God is the Son of the Eternal Father and the Savior of the world, and all men must come unto him, or they cannot be saved.
And it came to pass that I, Nephi, said unto my father, Thou wilt go and do the things which the Lord hath commanded. For I know the Lord giveth no commandments unto the children of men, save he shall prepare a way for them, that they may accomplish the things which he hath commanded them.
And again I say unto you, ye must repent and be baptized in my name, and become as a little child, or ye can in no wise inherit the kingdom of God. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that this is my doctrine, and whoso buildeth upon this, buildeth upon my rock, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against them. Wherefore, go unto the people, and declare the words that I have spoken, unto the ends of the earth.
Go ye, into the world, and preach the gospel to every creature that cometh under the sound of your voice. Wherefore, go ye and preach my gospel, whether to the north or to the south, the east or to the west, it mattereth not, for ye cannot go amiss. Therefore, declare these things which ye know and verily believe to be true.
And I would, my brethren, that ye should know that all the kindreds of the earth cannot be blessed unless he shall make bare his arm in the eyes of all the nations. Wherefore the Lord God will proceed to make bare his arm in the eyes of all the nations in bringing about his covenants and his gospel unto those who are of the house of Israel. Wherefore he will bring them again out of captivity, and they will be gathered together to the lands of their inheritance. And they shall know that they have that the Lord is their Savior and their Redeemer, the Mighty One of Israel.
We are walking down time's vista. We are very near the end. Let us pray that God the Father will his guiding spirit send. Now the foe becomes more daring, knowing well the latter day. 'Tis the strength of his despairing. For each other let us pray. It is waning on toward midnight. Soon we'll hear the watchman say, See, the Son of God is coming. Go and meet him on the way, that our lamps may then be burning, bright enough to guide our way, and that we may share his glory. For each other let us pray.
And when the words of the prophet Isaiah shall be fulfilled, which say, Thy watchman shall lift up the voice, and with the voice together they shall sing, for they shall see eye to eye, and the Lord hath brought again Zion. Break forth into joy, sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord hath comforted his people, and he hath redeemed Jerusalem. He has made bare his holy arm in all the eyes of the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of God.
As members of the restored church, it is our duty to press forward to the building up of Zion. The covenants found in the Book of Mormon are key to this calling, and without the plain and precious truths, we will fail to establish the cause of Zion. We need to be the sowers of the seed and take the gospel to each and every nation, and only then will Zion start to spread across our world. Would you please stand with me and turn to hymn 201 and sing Redeemer of Israel with us.
Our shadow.
Our most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we come to you this night thanking you for all that you've done. Thank you for all of these wonderful people that are here, Father. And I ask that you please be with us as we head home this day, that you will be with us each and every step of the way, that we may be able to go out and share among your people what we have heard this night, that it will be for you. And Father, I pray, please guide us in everything we do. And I love you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.